When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
Yes, indeed, it is 11:38 on a Thursday morning. Here with the Invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, and we are day four here at the Super Bowl Radio Row in San Francisco. We're going to kick off your lunch hour, and we're going to talk a little Dallas Mavericks. Big trade yesterday, Cooper Flagg's future, all of it coming up in your lunch hour. But right now, it is time, Donnie, as we do on Thursdays, for a little boy music.
Yes, it is. And we're here in San Francisco for Super Bowl 60. And always the huge deal about the Super Bowl is the halftime entertainment. And when it was announced early on that it would be Bad Bunny as the halftime entertainment, all right, that's cool. But I know nothing about Bad Bunny.
And I don't either. I cannot name you one song that he sings.
If you put a list of 10 of his songs mixed in with other songs, I would not be able to identify which one is the Bad Bunny song.
You're correct.
But what we are going to expect at halftime, we want to get an idea about it. And now we have to bring in the biggest Bad Bunny fan I could even imagine. And that is from Fox 4, and it is one Sam Gannon. Sam, do you read me?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm good. You know, I wish I was at the Super Bowl with you guys because you guys always seem to have a great time, and I'm a little jealous. We talked to Mino yesterday. We know you guys went to the Warriors game. There's a media party. So I'm a little jealous.
It is fun out here, Sam. We are having a blast. And once we heard the news about the halftime entertainment, you were the first person I texted. Because I know how into Bad Bunny you are. So.
Oh, he's my favorite.
I know. He's your favorite of all time. You'll see you posting from concerts, not only in Dallas, but all over the world. You're going to check out what the heck Bad Bunny has to offer. So I will ask you, what can we expect at halftime from your boy, Bad Bunny?
Well, I definitely think he's going to have some surprise guests for sure. I think the album that he just won, I thought was pretty awesome because it's the first all Spanish speaking album to win, album of the year, which is a pretty big feat. And I know that he's not everyone's cup of tea, but listen, if you're open to something different, then be open to this because whether or not people want to say he is the biggest artist in the world right now. And the thing I think he will do, I think he will bring out some American artists. I wouldn't be surprised if he brought out Drake because he has a couple of collaborations with Drake. Cardi B, I wouldn't be surprised. There's going to be a couple, at least one American artist that he's going to bring out, and I really wouldn't be surprised if it's one of them, but he's definitely going to bring out some of the other artists that he's collabed with because that's what he's been doing along his whole tour. I mean, he might bring out Rauw Alejandro. People were talking about maybe Daddy Yankee because, you know, Gasolina is a really big song here. But people have kind of shot down that rumor. So I wouldn't be surprised if any of those artists do a collab. But it's definitely going to be a mixture of his new album, which is all about his Puerto Rican roots, but also going back to kind of when he came onto the scene. He's known for trap, which is rap, reggaeton, that type of feel. So I think we'll probably be in for at least one big surprise.
So I know that he is Spanish-speaking. Is all of his music in Spanish, or does he have songs that are in English as well? I have no idea.
All Spanish. All of his music's in Spanish. He doesn't sing in English at all. But okay. Who knows? Maybe he'll surprise, but I doubt it. All of his music is in Spanish, for sure. But what was cool about this last album is that it has a lot of salsa feel, and one of the biggest songs on the album, I'm bad at pronunciation in Spanish, but it's called Bye Inolvidable, something like that. I'm saying it wrong, but it's basically a salsa song, and it's one of the biggest songs on the album, so I guarantee you he will be playing that one. Let me pronounce it correctly. It's Bye Inolvidable. That's how you say it.
So we're joined by Sam Gannon from Fox 4 from Free For All, Deucey's better half as far as what we and we're talking
true.
About Bad Bunny because he's the halftime act, and Sam may be the biggest Bad Bunny fan in the whole entire world. So when did he get so big? Because you hear him being the most streamed artist in the entire world, and it's missed me somehow. So when did all of a sudden the jump to him being so popular? When did that happen?
So he, you know, it's crazy because he grew up in Puerto Rico. You always, you know, he's obviously very proud to be from there. And he started off, you know, he was bagging groceries. Like, if you read, there's some great articles on him. Obviously, there's a lot of podcasts now leading up to the Super Bowl. But you guys know about SoundCloud, right? You've heard of SoundCloud before?
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of like the, you know, back maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, it was kind of like the underground streaming, and that's where he used to put all of his songs on SoundCloud. And then he finally did a collaboration, and that's when one of his songs kind of put him on the map. But that's why he kind of represents the new age of music, too, because that's how his music got popular, because he started putting all of his music out on SoundCloud. Then eventually he did a few collaborations, then people caught wind of it, and then, you know, it just kind of blew up from there. I started hearing his music when I started going to Miami, so I kind of became a fan back in, like, 2020. But, like, if you go to Miami or anywhere like that, you will always hear his music. Like, when I've been over to Spain, everyone's playing his music. So he definitely doesn't just appeal to one fan base. I mean, his reach is really far, and I think that's another reason why the NFL wanted him to headline.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, do you speak Spanish? I mean, are you a Spanish speaker? Because I know...
No,
you know,
I don't. Okay. It's one of my goals. What I do is I Google Translate all of the lyrics.
Yeah, because I remember this past summer when, or maybe it was over the holiday, I can't remember when you had your dad on. I mean, the Boston accent, I know you're from Boston. What brought you into the music from an artist that you don't understand?
It's because the Latin music, guys, you can't, even if you don't understand it, you don't have to. Music is a feeling. When you hear his music, you just want to move. And it's not just him that I love. My favorite genre of music is Latin music. Like, I love Rauw Alejandro, Karol G, all of those, Becky G. I love that whole scene because it's the type of music where it just makes you want to get up and move your body. So you guys should try to hit a club or two tonight and try to find some Latin influence. I think that would be good for both of you.
Be in a club.
Yeah, so we can just shake our bottoms to some salsa music out here in San Francisco. Now we're here with Sam Gannon from Free For All, Fox 4, of course. Well, not a, well, Free For All, of course, but a huge, huge Bad Bunny fan. And yeah, just the blowback, of course. We're going to get that with every single artist. It doesn't matter. You can't appeal to everyone's musical interests with one musical artist. But it seems as though, and everyone is saying this, that this one may be the most viewed halftime show of all time because of him and his influence. And maybe even the haters that want to watch so they can bitch about it will watch it just so they can say something negative about the show. So, man, it has to be... It has to be, I'm trying to find a word how to describe how to make that decision. I was kind of floored. I was even floored last year with Kendrick Lamar. I knew he was big, but I didn't know if it was going to be that big of an appeal. And now to follow that up with Bad Bunny, you wonder what the twist and turn will be next year if they, because they're getting a lot of complaints about it. I wonder how they will go or what they will point towards next year's entertainment. But this one should be huge.
Mark my words, guys. I'll make a bet. This will be the most watched halftime show. It will be. I just don't. There's a lot of people I understand that don't like him, and I respect that. Everyone has, you know, the right to not watch or watch. But I promise you, there'll be more people watching this than not watching. It's just he's too big of a star, you know, and his reach is globally. I mean, so many people listen to his music, and I actually went to go see him with my best friend in Mexico City last month, and the concert was incredible. I mean, just people dancing. The thing I loved about it, guys, was that no one was – I mean, people were on their phones in the beginning, obviously, to get him coming out. But once the concert started, everyone was just all about the music, and that's, like, one thing that I love about his music. I think it does unite a lot of people.
Well, Sam lived my dream for going out of town to a concert. If I would have bought a ticket, yeah, that concert would have been canceled.
It wouldn't have happened.
I'm on an impressive streak of trying to go out of town to see an artist, and I can't do it.
And let me tell you, $300, it was the best $300 I ever spent.
Okay, all right. Bad Bunny, here we come. Sam, thank you so much for joining us. I know if I wanted to get some information about Bad Bunny, I would go to the Bad Bunny expert. As a matter of fact, I call you BB Sam. You're Bad Bunny Sam from now on.
Bad Bunny Sam.
Guys, have fun.
All right, bye, BB Sam. Gannon and Boy Music. Trying to hype us up for Bad Bunny and the halftime show.
Yeah, it makes me a little curious. I have no concept of his music or anything he does, but I didn't know Kendrick Lamar at all. So
right. I have heard salsa music before and can understand that the rhythm and the vibe is great, but I'm with you. If I can't understand what he's saying, as much of a lyrical guy that I am, I feel like I don't even know why I'm listening. But I'm definitely going to check it out. I'm watching the halftime just to see what it's all about, and maybe it's a song or two that you may want to put into rotation.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm kind of curious the way she describes it. It makes me curious to see what it was going to be, because honestly, I probably wasn't going to watch it. I don't know who he is and doesn't move the needle for me at all. But after listening to her, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to give it a shot.
Yeah, she's pretty hype. I love it.
And this may just be the most asinine thing ever, but is it similar to Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, like that whole vibe?
It may be in that type of vibe. I don't know anything about Bad Bunny either, but I would think if you're talking about salsa music like that, that's probably what you'll
kinda
think.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Do that conga.
Look at everyone around here dancing.
Like that. Is it?
Boy, we may be doing Bad Bunny a disservice if we're comparing it to conga.
Well, I don't know. That's what I have. I don't have any concept.
Well, you have a halftime of Super Bowl to find out.
When I think Miami music, that's what I think of. I don't know why.
Because it's the Miami Sound Machine.
Right, it is. That's exactly why.